Quite bluntly, are you sabotaging your future relationships? Are you noticing a pattern where your relationships always seem to go and end the same way? Are you taking old wounds from past relationships and bringing them over into your new relationships? In this episode, I want to talk to you about how important healing from past relationships is because it will affect your future ones. Sometimes we get into a relationship and it doesn't quite go the way we would have hoped. It ends badly, or the person was abusive, or there was some element of the relationship that caused us to form a trauma. And we sometimes take that trauma into our next relationship by expecting the new person we're with to do the same thing or act the same way, while we expect the relationship to be just like the previous one in which we experienced the trauma. And what that does is that causes us to unintentionally sabotage that new relationship. We basically experience the same thing over and over and over again because we're expecting it. We're expecting the same thing to happen in the relationship or the person in the new relationship to be exactly the same as the old one, and literally our expectation recreates the same experience. Sometimes we don't even know we're trapped in this pattern. We just go from one relationship to the next, never really taking a step back and understanding what it is that's really causing each relationship to fail, for us to have the same experience each time. And just as a side note, this is something that I do work on with my clients because it is such an important thing to get around. And if you would like some help with this, then go ahead and reach out to me in the link in the show notes below. When we find ourselves in this pattern of repeated relationships that don't go well, quite often the answer is to look inside ourselves. It's easy to blame the other person, but what about us? What part do we play in all of this? And quite often, I think you will find that when you're experiencing this pattern and you look inside yourself for the answer, it may be hard, but you'll quite often see that it's some form of trauma you haven't let go of that you're bringing into the new relationship. And if you want to fix that pattern, you first have to heal from that trauma. When you find yourself experiencing a pattern of relationships that always seems to not go the best way, it may be because somewhere along the line, you experienced a relationship that caused you some trauma. And if you take that trauma into the next relationship and you expect the relationship to go the same way or the new person you're dating to be just like the last one, you inevitably experience the same thing over and over and over again. If you look inside yourself, you can quite often find what it is that is causing you to relive this trauma and you can start healing from it. Once you heal from it, you no longer experience the same pattern because you've interrupted the pattern of traumatic experiences. You free up yourself to have a better relationship finally, and now you've got a better dating life altogether. Again, if you would like some extra help with this healing process or maybe even how to detect these patterns in your relationships, I would be happy to help you. And you can apply to work with me directly in the link listed in the show notes below. And that's tip for this week. If you like the tips you hear on the show, then don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, and leave a comment. If you're listening to this on podcasts, then please be sure to leave a 5-star review and comment. That's how you can help this show to grow, and the more it grows, the more great content I can keep bringing you. As always, get out there and ace it.